97 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Trump wants a U.S. takeover of the Gaza Strip. He proposes a U.S.-led redevelopment of the Strip nestled on the eastern shore of the Mediterranean.
Everybody I've spoken to loves the idea of the United States owning that piece of land, developing and creating thousands of jobs with something that will be magnificent in a really magnificent area that nobody would know. Nobody can look because all they see is death and destruction and rubble.
There is the issue of the 2 million people who call the Gaza Strip home. Three unions representing 800,000 federal civil servants are suing to stop the buyout offer the administration is making. A spokesman for the CIA says certain staffers there will be offered buyouts. The Senate voted 77-23 to confirm Iraq veteran and former Congressman Doug Collins' nomination as Veterans Affairs Secretary. On a 54-46 vote, the Senate confirmed Pam Bondi as Attorney General. This is ABC News. ABC News has learned that President Trump is taking steps to close the Department of Education. Billionaire Elon Musk and operatives of the Government Efficiency Initiative seen inside the headquarters building. North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis says Congress remains in control.
We've got oversight. If he goes too far, I'll be the first person to step up. He went too far. Elon Musk is trying to look at waste in government that continues to grow and grow and grow.
Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal calls it a betrayal of trust.
We're going to be pushing in every way, on every occasion, every opportunity possible, to make the point that this kind of government is not normal, it's not American, it's not going to be tolerated by the American people.
The president will attend the Super Bowl in New Orleans Sunday, the first sitting U.S. president to do so. He'll watch the Kansas City Chiefs go for a third straight title, tangling with the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers roll past Indiana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wisconsin with another win over the Hoosiers in Madison, 76-64. The Badgers jumping out to a 26-4 lead early in the contest. Head coach Greg Gard.
Scores that we can put on the floor from a variety of positions helps us. Defense has to make a decision. Who are they going to take away? And the unselfishness of this group, how it moves. I mean, you have 13 assists on 26 baskets and Klesmet with 6 assists. That just shows me the unselfishness of this group. And that's important for a really good offense. You have to be unselfish and a willing passer, and they just want to find who's open from Wisconsin. That's their mission.
Marquette with another loss, this time on the road against St. John, 70-64, in front of 16,000 fans at Madison Square Garden. Rick Pitino turning that program around. NFL place kicker Mason Crosby announcing his retirement from football. 16 years with the Packers before brief stints with the Rams and the Giants. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. A new reboot is on the way, which is not a surprise as Hollywood seems determined to remake everything it's ever done. This time, it's a new iteration of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Star of the original, Sarah Michelle Gellar, will be part of the cast, but not the central focus. This is the second attempt at a reboot. One in 2018 did not quite make it to the little screen. When and if the show drops, it will premiere on Hulu. During a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, actress Nicole Kidman told the host about her favorite keepsake, the handwritten lyrics to Elton John's famous song, Your Song. Kidman was one of the stars of Moulin Rouge, in which the song was featured and sang by Ewan McGregor. Your Song has been covered many times over the years. Great tune. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For today, clouds and a few flurries around, temperatures dropping to the upper teens, a light northeast wind. Wednesday, there will be a chance of snow, maybe a little bit of freezing rain mixing in during the afternoon, cloudy skies, southeast winds, highs near freezing. It's 15 at our studios.
Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Trump's executive orders and tariffs. What is that doing to Wisconsin farmers? Darren Von Ruden joins us. Don't miss it.
Mattner on air, weekday mornings at 11. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's up to you to be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. The real reason, Robert Reich writes, that Trump is tearing up treaties is that they tie his hands and thereby limit his discretion to mete out punishments and rewards. You'll note, and John Stewart did in a big way last night, or maybe the night before last, that Donald Trump said that he's imposing these tariffs on Mexico because our trade deal with Mexico is terrible. Now, the trade deal with Mexico that's in place right now is the one that Trump himself negotiated. So, I mean, you know, go figure, right? But anyhow, Robert Reich goes on to say, don't think of these as individual policies. Think of them together as a show of Trump's strength. And I agree with this. I don't think that he actually ever intended to follow through with tariffs on Mexico and Canada. I think this was a stunt so that we would look at that rather than be talking about his gutting the USAID office or going after the Education Department or installing 25-year-old hackers in the Treasury Department. I think what we're looking at here is a publicity stunt, frankly. The only country of the three countries that he put tariffs on or threatened to put tariffs on, the only one that didn't go along, the only one that said, hey, tough luck, buddy, we're just going to wait until these tariffs go into effect, and then we're going to impose tariffs of our own on you, was China, because Xi doesn't care what Trump does. Yeah, Xi actually loves what Trump is doing, because by gutting USAID, Trump is making a whole bunch of countries, particularly across Africa and the Middle East, desperate, quickly desperate for the kind of aid that China has with their Belt and Road program now for, you know what, over a decade, been passing out to build strategic alliances with other countries. Robert Reich adds, if some senior Republicans, members of Congress object that he's stepping on congressional prerogatives, so what? It's an opportunity to show him who's boss. If a federal court temporarily stops him, so what? He'll go right on doing it and demonstrate that the courts are powerless to stop him. He's on the verge of that right now. A federal court has said, you've got to stop your aid freeze. And he said, tough luck, I'm going to do it anyway. Now, this will get to the Supreme Court and probably fairly quickly. Whether they do anything about it is another question. Whether the Supreme Court has any appetite for taking on Trump is another question. But we could be looking at an Andrew Jackson scenario here, where Andrew Jackson twice was shot down by the Supreme Court, once on the Second National Bank of America, which Jackson said was unconstitutional. He's going to shut down. The Supreme Court said, no, it's just fine. He shut it down anyway. And the second was the so-called Trail of Tears. Now, I realize much of that happened on the following presidency, but Jackson initiated that, and the Supreme Court said, no, you cannot move these people off their land in Georgia. And Jackson started the process anyway. And, you know, famously said, Roger Taney has made his decision, let him enforce it. Roger Taney was the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court at the time. He was also the author of the Dred Scott decision in 1856. Robert Reich goes on to say, if prices skyrocket in America for oil and lumber from Canada or for fruits and vegetables from Mexico, no problem for Trump. Most Americans don't understand how tariffs work anyway. Trump will blame Canada and Mexico and then threaten them with, say, 50% tariffs. Kabam! And then Reich says, which brings us to the larger question. Why is Trump so obsessed with power? And he points out that the greater his ability to trade some of that power with people, what he wants is to alter the systems of government so that he himself and his rich friends can exploit them. So he can get richer. Reich says, I'm also referring to oligarchs in Russia, China, and Saudi Arabia. Keep in mind, Elon Musk couldn't have bought X without Saudi help. The Saudis are in on this thing. Saudi Arabia, of course, is not a democracy. He gives them, Robert Reich writes, he gives them special trade deals, energy deals, intelligence deals, access to global deposits of riches, or threatens to hold them back. In return, they give him and his family business deals, information, support in political campaigns, and more covert propaganda. I think Robert Reich has nailed it. What we're looking at here is an oligarchic takeover of the world, frankly. Meanwhile, Trump's text Trump backers, Zuckerberg and Musk, hate the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Now, the people who really hate it are the banks that it oversees, because it has recovered tens of billions of dollars from big banks who have ripped off people like you and me and forced those banks to give that money back to their customers. CFPB was created back out of the 2007-2008 crash. It came out of the Dodd-Frank bill, which was the result of when George W. Bush, when Republicans deregulated Wall Street, and then, of course, Wall Street went nuts, with housing and just started betting like crazy on these mortgage-backed securities and crashed the entire global financial system in 2008. In the last year of George Bush's presidency, the Great Bush Crash, the worst crash since the Great Depression. Out of that, we created the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau to protect people from people like Steve Mnuchin. Steve Mnuchin, who, had robo-signings, or is alleged to have had robo-signings, and using those illegally, allegedly, to kick over 10,000 people out of their homes in California when he was running, I think it was called One West Bank. So here now, Scott Bessent, the billionaire who Donald Trump got in as our Treasury Secretary, has just ordered the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau to halt work. Stop. No more. No more protecting consumers. Screw the consumers. Screw the consumers, screw the workers should be the new, slogan that's put up above the White House here. Sarah Dorn, writing for Forbes magazine. Forbes. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent ordered the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau to halt work Monday following months of anti-CFPB sentiment from President Trump's billionaire backers, including Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk. Bessent told an agency staff in an email that they must stop all regulatory work and public communications of any type. It's incredible. Billionaires Mark Andreessen and Mark Zuckerberg lashed out at the agency, which threatened to sue Meta last year over allegations it improperly used financial data in its advertising business. Zuckerberg was complaining about this to Joe Rogan. The CFPB was formed, it was formed in 2007. It was formed in 2011 in the aftermath of the 2008 financial crisis. So here we are. And finally, and then I'll pick up your calls here, State Farm Insurance. This is the largest home insurer in the state of California. Now, states regulate insurance because the insurance industry has been so notorious about ripping people off for a century or more. So every state in the union, because of the abuses that the insurance industry did, taking your money and refusing to pay, things like that. So they're all regulated now. And in California, of course, they're regulated. So State Farm says we need, you know, because we had so many people lose their homes to these fires, we're looking at significant losses. We need to raise our rates 22%. They claim that consumer watchdog and L.A.-based advocacy group. Consumer watchdog is an L.A.-based advocacy group. They said that State Farm made underwriting profits of $1.4 billion between 2020 and 2023, and that they have $134 billion in the bank. But they currently insure about 1 million homeowners in the state of California and have an additional 2.8 million other policies across the state. In June of last year, the company sought a 30% rate hike for homeowners' prices, as well as a 36% increase for condo owners and a 52% increase for renters. Now, the article doesn't say if they were granted that or not. I'm sorry, I don't know. They chose not to renew fire insurance for 1,600 State Farm customers in the Palisades neighborhood last year, according to California's insurance office. Grim stuff. This is, you know, it's just like in Florida, just like along the coast, along the Gulf Coast, along the East Coast. Increasingly, we're seeing it's harder and harder to insure your home. And home, you know, housing values are going to take a big hit. And why is this? Because of climate change. Pure and simple. This is all because of the lies that the fossil fuel industry told us and the Republicans that they own told us for the past 40 years.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Up next, your calls. Stay with us.
Would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Bill in Campwood, Texas. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I was wondering if you could elaborate on Ken Martin's the DNC chair,
yeah,
and what his politics are and what you think he'll do, you know, because they always say the same things at first, but
yeah,
what's your opinion?
I saw him on Rachel Maddow's show last night, and her response to him was sort of like, oh no, happy talk. But I'm actually pretty optimistic about Ken Martin. Ken Martin started his political career working for Paul Wellstone. Paul Wellstone was, you know, one of the most outspoken and competent progressives of my lifetime. And, you know, died in a plane crash, but he was an amazing man. And then he took over he became the leader of the Democratic Party in Minnesota and has been for, I guess, almost a decade. And under his management, Minnesota went from having Republican governors and independent governors to Democratic governors. And now there hasn't been a single Democrat who lost a statewide race since Ken Martin took over and, you know, him being in charge in Minnesota. Sean has reached out to his office and out to the DNC. I mean, you know, when it was both of the two previous DNC chairs were regularly on this program, just regular guests on this program. And I'm hopeful that Ken Martin will come on the program. I will be nice to him. I'm hopeful. I'm genuinely hopeful. So we'll see. We'll see. But he's got a great past.
Good.
So as much as I liked Ben Winkler, because I know him, I've never met Ken Martin. I've met Ben a number of times. I have a really good feeling about Ken Martin. So we'll see. Bill, thanks for the call. Ed in Portland. Hey, Ed, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Got a new outrage from the Trump administration to share with you. So what I do for work, a great part of what I do is deal with import and export paperwork. Because my company directly imports and directly exports. Mm-hmm. Actually, I was preparing a parcel for Canada when we were waiting for you to pick up the call. So because of all the confusion and the daily changes in what is supposedly going to happen, I needed to get some technical advice from the Customs and Border Protection for reasons I won't go into because of how long it would take to explain. But there's a phone number, so I expected to be on hold for 2 or 3 hours, and that was the price I was willing to pay. The phone number right now for domestic calls to cpb.gov takes you to an advertisement for Medicare Advantage.
Honest to God.
And you can't get out of it. It goes directly to a, you know, let me sell you Medicare Advantage plans. Now, there's a number for international people to call, which is a different phone number. I called that. That did go through to the agency, although I wasn't able to get anywhere. But, of course, you can't sell a Medicare Advantage plan to somebody who's in Italy or Germany.
Right.
So
my guess is what happened, Ed, you know, these companies that Medicare Advantage is insanely profitable, and you can make a $2,000-$3,000 profit on every sale that you make. So my guess is what these companies are doing is they're searching for federal phone numbers that have been posted on websites historically that have been removed and or are no longer in operation, and they're simply picking up those numbers. In the hopes
No, this is the current number on the website for every single page when you click.
No, I get that, but apparently it's no longer any good.
Oh, you mean what? If I understand you, you're saying that you think that the government decided to no longer have a helpline,
correct,
and abandoned the phone number.
That's correct. And they just haven't updated the website.
I get that, but I wouldn't put it past this administration to make some money off their buddies by redirecting people.
Yeah, I don't think they have any interest in the federal government making money. I mean, if it went to an opportunity to buy a Tesla or a Trump digital token, then that would make sense. But it sounds to me like this is fairly standard. There's a lot of websites and a lot of phone numbers that, you know, have floated around the internet for years and years that have been abandoned by companies and that have been picked up by these groups that are either selling Medicare Advantage or if it's a website, they want to hit you with a spyware or malware, or get you to buy, protection from spyware and all these other scams, you know, I don't know if the Nigerian princes are picking them up.
Tom, you're more generous in your read of the current moment than I am. But I'll go ahead and I acknowledge what you're saying. I can also tell you I'm having daily and weekly conversations with all the companies overseas that I do business with and have done for decades, and nobody knows what's up or down, and it's absolutely going to send it's going to send the economy into a tailspin. Have all this up and down, back and forth nonsense going on.
Yeah, I totally get it. I have a feeling, a very strong feeling, that Donald Trump is going to destroy our economy just like he did last time he was president. And that
why aren't Republican voters who own small businesses paying attention to the damage?
I'm guessing some are, but many of them, you know, hey, if you can trash black people and strip power away from women, they're good with it. They're willing to pay that price. I mean, that's how deep this racism goes in the GOP, Ed. Ed, I got to run, but thanks for the call. 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of the break. Stay tuned. It's the Tom Hartman program. Fair and only slightly unbalanced. I'll be right back with you.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Trump wants a U.S. takeover of the Gaza Strip. He proposes a U.S.-led redevelopment of the Strip nestled on the eastern shore of the Mediterranean.
Everybody I've spoken to loves the idea of the United States owning that piece of land, developing and creating thousands of jobs with something that will be magnificent in a really magnificent area that nobody would know. Nobody can look because all they see is death and destruction and rubble.
There is the issue of the 2 million people who call the Gaza Strip home. Three unions representing 800,000 federal civil servants are suing to stop the buyout offer the administration is making. A spokesman for the CIA says certain staffers there will be offered buyouts. The Senate voted 77-23 to confirm Iraq veteran and former Congressman Doug Collins' nomination as Veterans Affairs Secretary. On a 54-46 vote, the Senate confirmed Pam Bondi as Attorney General. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. It's actually more like a half pick, as I sort of enjoyed the film Amelia Perez. The musical crime drama, yes, you heard that right, has 13 Oscar nominations, including for Best Picture. The story is about a ruthless drug cartel boss who hires a lawyer, played by Zoe Saldana, to help him through the gender transitioning process and to help him disappear afterwards. The logline really grabbed me, but I thought it started slow and didn't like the look of it. It did pick up steam and provided some gripping, intense moments. Ultimately, it's a little unsatisfying in my opinion, and I tend to agree with the reviews it received on Rotten Tomatoes. The film got a 73% fresh rating from critics, which is good, but a little lower than you'd expect for a film nominated for 13 Oscars. Only 18% of audiences like the film. Having said that, it still might be worth a watch, as you don't see many musical crime thrillers where cartel bosses have sex change operations. The film is free to view on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Badgers roll past Indiana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wisconsin with another win over the Hoosiers in Madison, 76-64. The Badgers jumping out to a 26-4 lead early in the contest. Head coach Greg Gard.
Scores that we can put on the floor from a variety of positions helps us. Defense has to make a decision. Who are they going to take away? And the unselfishness of this group, how it moves. I mean, you have 13 assists on 26 baskets and Klesmet with 6 assists. That just shows me the unselfishness of this group. And that's important for a really good offense. You have to be unselfish and a willing passer, and they just want to find who's open from Wisconsin. That's their mission.
Marquette with another loss, this time on the road against St. John, 70-64, in front of 16,000 fans at Madison Square Garden. Rick Pitino turning that program around. NFL place kicker Mason Crosby announcing his retirement from football. 16 years with the Packers before brief stints with the Rams and the Giants. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For tonight, clouds and a few flurries around, temperatures dropping to the upper teens, a light northeast wind. Wednesday, there will be a chance of snow, maybe a little bit of freezing rain mixing in during the afternoon, cloudy skies, southeast winds, highs near freezing. It's 15 at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Thomas Crapper Day, the guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet,
yep.
And we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome TV writer and executive producer of The Soup, K.P. Anderson, and comedian Ben Katzner drops by to discuss his upcoming show in Green Bay. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Brands, no clumping at all. Louise put it in our morning coffee. We love this stuff. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over a million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. They even have an 800 number you can call with questions about usage, recipes, ingredients. You speak to a real human being. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. So visit getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Book was passed around, fear was set in stone. The rich men lit the torches, claimed the Reds would take our home. They sold the fear, they sold the lie. Wrapped in flags and battle cries. The GOP's long game, 60 years in disguise. Selling fear. The working class in line, let the wealthy pull the strings, call it order, call it
36 minutes past the hour. And DOJ, the Department of Justice, had demanded that the FBI turn over by noon today, which was just about 3 hours ago, Eastern time, by noon today, the names of all the FBI agents who had participated in prosecuting the January 6th insurrections, the traitors to our country, the people who tried to overthrow our government on behalf of Donald Trump. And the FBI had been pushing back and saying, no, 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 no. Well, they just handed over 5,000 names. 5,000 names. Keep an eye on this. This has the potential to be huge. So what's on your mind today? Linda in McDonough, Georgia. Hey, Linda, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Yeah, I had some concerns the other night after watching that PBS show, Finding Your Roots, with Henry Louis Gates. Mm-hmm. I started thinking, what if Trump tries to screw around with the census, the U.S. Census?
He's already taken the census website off. Apparently, the census website has just collapsed.
Yeah, well, here's where my concern came from originally, was that Senator Schatz, during the confirmation hearing for Secretary of Commerce, who is Howard Lutnick, mm-hmm. Senator Schatz asked him, he says, what are your plans? Do you plan to keep the census as an apolitical manner? And Lutnick responded, I promise you we will count each whole person. That's what the Constitution says, and we will stick to it rigorously. And I started to think, well, what if, you know, there was a time when African Americans were counted as 3/5. What if they're going to try to pull something to, like, you know, make people not be counted as whole if they fall under the DEI umbrella?
That's so weird. I've never heard that phrase, whole person. You know, whole numbers, but whole person.
Yeah, he included that word, whole, and it really set off alarms for me.
Yeah, I think it's probably code for citizen. The Republicans have been saying for a long, long time that they want to only count citizens in the census. And in fact, that's what they tried to do under Trump, as I recall. But
were African Americans considered citizens back then?
They weren't.
They were 3/5
until the 1860s. And
yeah, they were 3/5 back then. And I'm concerned they're going to try to somehow stick something in somewhere that will declare any DEI type person, women, blacks, any minority.
I doubt that, Linda. I think what they're talking about is not counting immigrants who are not citizens. Because the whole reason for counting everybody, I mean, first of all, we didn't really have this strong notion of citizenship when the Constitution was written. It wasn't really until the 1880s, and then really it got nailed down in 1924, that we had very strict definitions of who was and wasn't a citizen of the United States. But the reason for counting everybody is to determine congressional apportionment. You know, to how many one congressperson for every 135,000 people or whatever the number is. And and that then determines things like how much aid goes to individual communities, how many federal government resources go to individual communities. And the Republican story, the story that they've been telling themselves for years and years, is that Democratic cities have more non-citizens than Republican rural areas. So if we refuse to count the non-citizens in the Democratic cities, then what that will do is cut aid to those cities. In reality, some of your Republican states, particularly Texas and Florida, have the largest numbers of non-citizens in the United States. I think California actually might be number one, but and so they would be hit by this too. But my guess is that what he was trying to convey some kind of coded message about not counting non-citizens, because this has been the bugbear for the Republicans for decades. I mean, for a long time. So we'll see. But Linda, thank you. Thanks for sharing that. I was unaware of that. That's pretty shocking. Thank you, Norma in Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, Norma, how's your walking and talking going?
Well, it's since the election, it's been hard to get out there and talk to white people.
Oh, really?
It's been hard for me to go out there and actually talk to white people. The black people I talk to are always wonderful, kind, polite, and they listen.
Yeah.
But I have a question. If Musk transferred the file from Social Security, was this a straight transfer? As a computer person, I want to know if this was a copy. Or was this transfer and delete, leaving him the only person in charge who has a copy of this file?
Which file are you talking about? I'm sorry, I missed a word or two there. My IFB fell out of my ear.
Yeah, well, I'm getting a lot of static off the phone the same way Kenyatta did.
Yeah.
But if you transfer a file, let's say you take it from this computer and put it on that computer.
Right.
You do it one of two ways. You either transfer straight across and you leave the file where it was, or you transfer and delete.
Correct.
Transferring and leaving the file leaves a copy, the original copy, on that system.
Right.
But if you transfer and delete, then he has the only current file of Social Security, of this fiscal management office or whatever.
Sure.
Okay? Other than the histories, there should be a backup every day, a backup every week, every month, quarterly, biannual, annual. Where do those files still exist? And also, did he transfer the money? Where is the money this office was controlling?
Well, the money is gone. Yeah, I don't think we know the answer to any of those questions, Norma, because this process.
Yes. Well, why am I the only one asking?
Well, I don't think you are.
Why am I the only one asking?
There
got to be computer people who know this.
Yeah, Jamie Raskin was asking something very much like that yesterday when he was standing out in front of USAID. I get it, Norma.
And,
inquiring minds want to know what the hell is Elon Musk doing with all of our data.
Yeah, well, you were talking earlier about, everybody keep a watch on Social Security. My sister's check should show up on Monday.
Yeah.
Okay? And, her whole age group, she's 77, and her whole age group is in her age group, even older, up to 90.
Yeah.
And those people, two of them are actually in nursing homes.
Yeah.
So if they don't get their Medicaid payment to the nursing home.
I would be very surprised if they're going to intentionally go after the benefits of people who are already receiving them. I think they're going to do what Reagan did, which is cut future benefits.
Well, I don't know. But if you stop and think about it, this would be a trillion-dollar heist of the American economy, and this would put people in poverty overnight. It's not just losing jobs because nobody has any money to go shop. This means no money to do anything.
Well, they've got a big lift here. I'm sorry. Keep going, Norma.
Yeah, well, I live in a neighborhood with a lot of elderly people, which, you know, some of them, I keep an eye on. And we're a pretty tight group, but I know which ones are sick and which ones are in the bed and which ones, you know, are getting meals on wheels. Mm-hmm. And my son, the Trump supporter, told me that the reason they're getting rid of Meals on Wheels is the money was diverted to Hamas to feed those people. And I said, I don't know where
you
heard that.
That's complete nonsense,
I said, this is the kind of trash you're listening to. You are badly misinformed.
Yeah.
Because this neighborhood is full of Meals on Wheels, and I would have heard it. You know, that has not been happening. And so this is the kind of stuff they're using to teach the people that what they're doing is good and great. Are you there, Tom?
Yeah, I get it, Norma. Thank you. I continue to think that they're not going to mess with existing people, but we'll see. I mean, you know, flag us. Let us know. Norma, thank you for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's 45 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
Of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
The John and Gordy Show.
We're talking with Dr. Tim Slecker. You know, we've been on AI for a long time.
What can you now do with data? You know, ask AI, say, based on what we know about Gordy, and based on what we know about the job market, what should Gordy do for the rest of his life?
Send him to broadcast school. He's worthless.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. but you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and freedoms. And for non-religious free thinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work. You know, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit FFRF.us/Hartman today. Or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's at the end, to 511-511. And become a member today to protect the rights of free thinkers everywhere. Visit FFRF.us/Hartman or text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply. FFRF.us/Hartman.
But the cracks in the foundation, they're part of this plan to dismantle the democracy we built by hand. He calls the press the enemy. Rewrites the truth, turns allies into traitors, empowers the uncouth. Courts packed with loyalists, the rule of law bans. Will we watch in silence as our freedom ends? Do not obey in advance, don't fall in line. When the strong man calls, remember the signs. Question the orders, resist the dance. Save democracy, not obey in advance. Women's rights under fire, their voices suppressed. Voting lines stretched for miles, the system stressed.
52 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Gar in Atlanta. Hey, Gar, what's up? Fine, thank you. Thank you.
Yo. On how you become a billionaire. You probably got a lot of listeners who are millionaires, but a billionaire. Yeah. How you become a billionaire from A to Z? Well, I like to hear a show like that.
More than half of the billionaires in America started out with massive inherited wealth, so that's a great place to start. Most of the rest of them started out fairly wealthy. I mean, Bill Gates' father was on this program about, 12, 15 years ago before he died. He was advocating, an inheritance tax, and he told me and my audience how, as I recall, he was an attorney, and he made a lot of money, a fair amount of money. I mean, he wasn't a billionaire or anything close to it, but Bill was able to, go to the finest schools basically and have, all the great advantages that allowed him to start Microsoft, or for that matter, allowed him to buy the original MS-DOS operating system for $50,000 that started, Microsoft. So, that's your best starting point, Gar, is to have wealthy parents if you want to become a billionaire.
Because the reason why, you remember that program they used to have back in the day called I Want to Be a Millionaire? It was something about a millionaire.
Yeah.
And a person became a millionaire. and they wanted to see how a millionaire lived.
Right.
But now a millionaire, you know, you're probably a millionaire. The billionaires are to a different level.
Well, the average cost of an American home right now is just short of $500,000. So there's probably a lot of people whose net worth is a million or more. It doesn't mean what it did 30 years ago, certainly. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Gar, thank you. That's a great idea. Matt in Spokane. Hey, Matt, Washington. Hey, Matt, what's up?
Yeah, good morning, Tom. This is Matt. I was listening to the hearings today on fentanyl, and a couple things came up, you know, just to remind people that these are poisoning, not overdoses. The vast majority of these are poisoning, not overdose. But when they started going into the numbers, they would say that there's over 100,000 fentanyl and other drug overdoses.
Right, fentanyl.
And over and over they keep saying that, but in reality, if you segregate fentanyl, it's down to 77,000 a year when it reached a high of 120,000 under Trump. And so in no way do they make any attempt to acknowledge the effort that people are trying to deal with this issue.
Yeah.
So instead of saying 77,000, they just throw the 100,000 number out there because that sounds worse.
Sure, sure. And they're aggregating fentanyl deaths with those from prescribed opioids and black market opioids, you know, everything from OxyContin to you know, just your generic opioids and heroin as well. But yeah, the problem with fentanyl is that it's so cheap to make. That's the big problem.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah, and just one other question, just get some advice from you. You know, I'm a veteran. I spent 6 years in the Coast Guard. I went to sea. I was on ships. I was involved in mostly, you know, like one of my duties was taking care of the American flag and making sure all the flags and signals were right off the ship. And during the first Trump administration, as I've always done, I continued to fly my flag on my porch on special holidays, on national holidays. I've always done that. Mm-hmm. If every once in a while I miss one. But, you know, when Trump was elected president, I've made a resolution that I will not fly my American flag from my porch for the next 4 years. I'm not going to do it, Tom.
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm done with that.
Well,
I just wondered your thoughts on that type of program.
I'm really torn by that. I've debated for years, Matt. I've never flown a flag outside my home. I've never, you know, felt the need for that kind of performative patriotism. But I don't want to surrender our national logo to the GOP. I think we need to claim patriotism and claim the flag as our own as well.
Yeah, well, they've hijacked our anthem. What's next?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get it. And this has got to be a real struggle for people. But, you know, I don't have any specific advice or thoughts for you on that, Matt. I'm torn, frankly. Matt, thanks for the call and thanks for your service to the country and for giving us a shout. And we're hitting the end of the show here. Thanks so much for being with us. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow. Have a good one.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100
people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as our friend Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio is along with Trigney Olson of the Lincoln Project, and we'll take on what's worse involving the dreaded self-checkout. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Trump's offer to buy out government workers is being challenged.
Three unions representing a combined 800,000 federal civil servants are suing the Trump administration over its plan to offer buyouts to federal employees, arguing the government cannot guarantee the plan will be funded while threatening employees to take the offer by warning of impending layoffs. The lawsuit comes as at least 20,000 federal workers, roughly 1% of the civilian federal workforce, have accepted the deferred resignation offer. Peter Haralambos, ABC News, New York.
California Governor Gavin Newsom meets with the president on Wednesday, looking to secure disaster relief assistance for Los Angeles wildfire victims. With eggs costing what they do these days, this was just a matter of time. In southern Pennsylvania's Antrim Township, state police are looking for the individuals who stole 100,000 eggs from the back of a trailer. Current retail value of the eggs, $40,000. This is ABC News.